The effects of monopoly power can be felt everywhere, raising all sorts of questions for the American economy. Why do farmers pay so much for seeds and fertilizer? Why is healthcare so expensive? Why is it so costly to ship goods by rail in certain places? And why are so few incentives in place for big tech companies to protect your private information? If you haven't wondered about any of this, you need to. And if you have, you should also start thinking long and hard about the state of the nation's antitrust laws. Americans today understand that there's too much business consolidation in this country. They understand that it's not necessarily good for them. They understand that businesses, both big and small, bring us enormous opportunities and innovations, but that at some point, monopolies and what have been called too big to fail businesses don't promote entrepreneurship, they stifle it. Americans understand that the benefits of many big corporate mergers go largely to the investors and stockholders of the merged companies, and not to the factory line worker or the customer ordering the product, the student buying an airline ticket, or the farmer trying to ship crops to market. The majority of Americans are displeased with the way the economic and political system is working. Before the COVID-19 pandemic, a 2019 poll showed that 70% of Americans were angry because the system seemed to work only for those with connections, money, and power, with two-thirds of Americans believing that the economy unfairly favors powerful interests. While a 2017 Gallup poll showed that small businesses enjoy a 70% approval rating, the highest in three decades, the big business approval rating, and I say this coming from a state with a lot of strong, good, big businesses, has remained below 10% for those who say they are very satisfied with the size and influence of major corporations in every year from 2001 to 2019 in which polling was done. Part of the public's wariness of big business can be found in the increasing income disparities in the United States. As corporate consolidation continues and the wages for American workers remain flat, the top 1% have gotten richer. A recent study of executive compensation at America's 350 largest companies revealed that the average pay for top executives, much of it consisting of stock grants or stock options, surged to $18.9 million in 2017. As income inequality has risen, the middle class has been squeezed, and those on the lower rungs of the income scale, and in particular people of color, have fallen into even more dire circumstances. The 2020-2021 COVID pandemic has exacerbated those disparities and put our economy and public health system under one big magnifying glass. The rich, for the most part, can protect themselves, while the poor cannot. Racial disparities in who contracts the virus have played out in big cities like Milwaukee and New York, but also in smaller metropolitan areas like Grand Rapids, Michigan, the New York Times reported in July 2020. In this book, I make the historical and present-day argument that one way to remedy the growing monopolization in our country is to actually do something to counteract consolidated business power. I make the case that by allowing one or two or three or four companies to rule over major sectors of our economy, and by allowing monopolies to get away with unbridled price gouging, we are not furthering competition. Instead, we are squelching it.